BBC News with Neil Nunes. Meteorologists in the United States say that hurricane conditions are continuing across parts of central Florida and will spread northwards, bearing down on the city of Tampa. Police in Miami said power lines had come down in 80% of the city and large areas were covered by standing water. Several cities declared overnight curfews to prevent looting. The Caribbean islands are beginning to count the costs of recovery from the devastation wreaked by Hurricane Irma. About 30 people on the islands died in the storm. The trial has begun in central China of a Taiwanese democracy activist, Li Mingzhe. Mr. Li has been charged with subverting state power. The campaign group Global Witness has released a new report outlining what it says are the significant stakes held by Zimbabwe's military intelligence in the country's diamond mines. Neither mining company representatives nor Zimbabwean officials have commented in response to the allegations. Scientists in Australia say they have found a way to prevent melanoma from spreading to other organs in the body. The results of two separate drug trials show they succeeded in stopping the spread of the cancer in patients who had tumours surgically removed. Bangladesh says it's facing a massive challenge in providing shelter and humanitarian assistance to some 300,000 Rohingya Muslim refugees from neighbouring Myanmar. Food, water and medicines are in short supply. A parliamentary vote in Cambodia has paved the way for the trial on treason charges of the main opposition leader, Kem Sokha. He's accused of plotting with the US to overthrow the Cambodian government. And Pope Francis has made an appeal for peace and reconciliation at the end of his five-day tour of Colombia. At a mass in the city of Cartagena, the Pope urged Colombians to untie the knots of violence. BBC News.